Action item number 19, report possible action, Allen's Creek update. John Hoff.
Okay. Next slide, please. Roughly speaking, it's a 7,000-acre reservoir site. I'll spare you guys the history lesson. The bottom line is this is the 70%, 30% issue that keeps coming back up, where Houston owns 70% of the thing. We own 30% of the thing. The legislation, the permit, and our loan documents all say that we have to start construction in 2018. Our 70% partner in the operation doesn't believe we need to start in 2018. And therein lies the rub. We have been, over the last 18 months, really focused on trying to get this on Houston's radar screen. And it's been very challenging because, as you know, they've had a mayoral election there. The mayoral election started a year before it actually happened. We've had some turnover in senior staff. This project is not something that they have planned for, and it's not something that they have funded in their budget operations to any large extent. So we've really struggled at the staff level to try to make them aware of the importance of the timeline, because right now our technical people tell us it'll take anywhere from 8 to 10 years to get the 404 permits necessary to begin construction. It's 2010 now. So to start by 2018, we really should have already been started on the 404 permitting process. So we're behind the eight ball on that. Next slide, please. We sent them a formal offer to try to move things along. Basically, we sent them a series of deal points that said, okay, guys, we understand you're in a financial bind. We know that that's a problem for you. We also know that politically it's difficult for you to step away from a water supply project. So here's what we're going to do. None of us have paid hardly anything in the way of out-of-pocket costs on this thing. We have a loan with the Water Development Board for the reservoir site. It's really not that much money. We speculate if we made them whole for their out-of-pocket cost, it'd be between $5 and $10 million at most. If we bought them out and proceeded with the project, built it, got it online in the timeline that the legislation and the permit says, and then gave them some period of time to buy back in as a full partner afterwards, that would be the best way to move the project forward and preserve for them the ability to continue to access the project if they needed it. But let's be real clear. The regional water plan right now doesn't show that they even need this water. And in fact, they're holding it kind of as a hedge for some customers that they have on the west and north side of their service area, and in particular, Fort Bend County. They would be selling water into Fort Bend County. So we floated that by them, and for whatever reason, they didn't think that was an attractive option. And I'm not sure that it may not politically just not be a something that the staff is interested in bringing to the attention of the council. So they ask us at this May 24th meeting, hey, guys, we're not interested in your buyout, but what would it do to you if we pushed it back maybe 5 to 7 years? And the answer to that really is we think about this project differently. They think about this project like a retail water provider, and they want literally customers with contracts in hand before they go and build a reservoir project. And we try to explain to them, reservoir construction doesn't work that way. You know, these are decades-long projects to develop. You got to have faith in the future planning of the state of Texas and understand that these customers are going to be online at some point. So we went back, next slide. We went back and looked at the timeline to see what we would have to do to be able to meet 5 to 7 years. And you could do it, but basically you would have to take our water supply sales policies and kind of turn them on their ear a little bit. We'd have to basically ignore most of the shortages shown in the regional water plans. We'd also have to ignore some of the directives out of the regional water plan. We'd have to assume a lot of the stuff that we have as far as SysOps is concerned would all come to pass very timely, and that there would be no hiccups in going through the state. And the biggest assumption that we would have to make is that we would sell water to people that had shortages instead of selling water to people that came to us and offered to buy water. And the significance of this is this. There are some folks that will be shown in the regional water plan as having a shortage for water, but they will not seek to contract for water. Whereas you will see other communities that tend to look more into the future who recognize a future need of water, and they will come to try to contract for that water in order to preserve their community's ability to either market themselves for economic development or to hedge against any kind of future growth that they're seeing from their population. So those assumptions mean that it would be something that you could possibly do, but everything would have to work out exactly right for you to be able to make that 5 to 7 years and not feel like you're going to short anybody out there, particularly in Fort Bend and Brazoria counties. So, next slide, please. One of the most significant things about that is right now, if you go and you talk to the interests in Fort Bend and Brazoria counties, outside of our systems operations permit, Allen's Creek's the future for them. There's not a lot of other options for water supply purposes except the Allen's Creek Reservoir. So there is a heightened level of interest on the part of the Fort Bend and Brazoria County interest. And Brazoria County in particular is just now beginning to understand and appreciate the role that surface water could play in its future. Brazoria County has spent a lot of time on groundwater. And relatively speaking, they're more rural than Fort Bend County has been. Fort Bend County has seen most of the growth, but we're starting to see the growth come into Brazoria County. So the Fort Bend County interests, actually through the county judge and some other folks, have been very interested in looking at integrating surface water into their planning, even to the point where Fort Bend County interests to preserve control and some other things have looked at creating their own regional water entity. So Allen's Creek is important. We don't see any reason to back off of the timeline. And at this stage of the game, it's really a question of what we can do to try to press the thing along. I know Phil got a phone call last week from one of the senior staff members within the city of Houston, and we were told that this budget cycle that's supposed to begin in October for them, they have identified $250,000 that could be applied towards some in-stream flow studies. But those in-stream flow studies are chicken feed, relatively speaking, as opposed to the 404 permitting work that will have to go in and be done. So we'll take what we can get. But at this stage of the game, our advice would be that we continue to pursue higher-level folks within the city of Houston to try to get it on someone's radar screen that can actually get this thing to move. Do you have any questions?
Anything for John?